I am Paul Keel, an alcoholic. I'd like to welcome
Hi,
everyone. Let's open the meeting with a moment of silent meditation and a serenity prayer. Serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. As I said, I'd like to welcome each of you to the Secretary of Treasury's workshop. This is something that I feel is very important, that, and I'm, as usual, disappointed in the attendance. We get the GSRs out, but we do not get the attendance in the Secretary and Treasury's, and I think this is not the Secretary and Treasury's fault so much as lack of communication from the group within the groups themselves, that the Secretary and Treasurer is the most important officer in so many of the groups. They do the work. They handle the programming and they handle the money and so forth. They are a little neglected when it comes to recognition and to help and pay for the trips down to Macon. I think that most of the groups pay their GSRs or help with their expenses, but so many times the Secretary and Treasurers are neglected, and I have talked about this to the groups that I've been with and the districts that I've attended the workshops in the hopes of getting better attendance in Macon for the Secretary and Treasurer groups, because I feel that they are an important part of Alcoholics Anonymous. How many people are attending this meeting for the first time? Can I see a show of hands? There, looks, see, that, this is what we run into, about half and half each time. And the require a lot of time on repetition, and this is I'm sure boring to you people that are here time after time when you come down, and all that we can do is go back over what you heard the last time. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to turn this program over to you as Secretary and Treasurer. I'm going to ask you to present any questions, any of you have any questions concerning the office. I am now acting as Secretary as well as Treasurer since Ian has resigned. And I'll attempt to answer, and if I don't have an answer, I'll get it for you before this assembly breaks up. So let's just, if you will, go into a question and answer session here and see what we can find out, or if you have any questions. Anybody wants to start? Any questions about the state? There you go, this lady back here.
I'm Maggie, and I am now
talking. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, everyone. You mentioned about the Secretary of Treasury. I would like to find out a little about this, if I may. Usually, doesn't the group, don't they send that GSR and pay for their expenses?
They usually, if I understand correctly, and it's true of the group that I belong to now and the one that I belonged to previously, they help. They do not pay the expenses as such.
They help.
They help. They give us usually a set amount.
Then when it comes along to the Secretary and Treasurer, they don't do anything, do
they? A lot of the groups do. Now, I'd say a lot of them. Some of them do. And I think more of them should. That's what I'm saying to you. This is a message that I try to get to the groups when I talk to the individual groups, that they owe just as much to the Secretary and Treasurer as they do the GSR, and they should help pay the expenses.
Well, that's why I wanted to say what I did, because I feel that the Secretary and Treasurer is just as important as the GSR.
I agree wholeheartedly. I agree.
And so I feel that, now I'm expressing myself, I feel that the group should treat both of them the same way, I'll put it that way.
I just sat through, this is my third meeting for the afternoon, In every one of these meetings, we've talked about money.
That's right.
And that is a dirty word in Alcoholics Anonymous, is money. And you people know that because you have to worry about whether you're going to have enough to pay the rent, whatever. And I sat here this afternoon and your district committeeman voted to spend money that we're going to have to come out of surplus. And I objected, but it was, it's awfully easy for someone as a member to tell you to pay something, but they don't go out and get the money for you to pay it with. And that's what I was objecting to from them. And so I say this, it boils down to the individual group as far as contributions are concerned, and it boils from there down to the individual member. And we cannot be self-supporting in Alcoholics Anonymous with a dollar in the basket every time it's passed. That is where our problem lies, in my estimation. Now, this is my thinking. We do it as habit, and we pass a basket at a meeting, and automatically we drop a dollar. And frankly, that doesn't cut it anymore. You know, when I came into the program 10 years ago, a dollar was worth twice as much as it is today. And the only reason that we're even surviving financially at all is because of the growth. If we still had the same membership and we were still fighting the dollar, then we couldn't even be down here. So the growth has held us up expense-wise. This has happened in the groups, and it's happened in the state, but it's reached a point now, in my estimation, that if we're going to remain self-supporting, then the individual member is going to have to get away from a dollar in the basket. I think that I met with Zone F in one of the workshops, and I talked money there. And frankly, I don't mind talking money because it's you people of Alcoholics Anonymous that I'm talking for. You don't pay me to do this. If you paid me, then I might hesitate. But you do keep me sober, and you love me, and you let me be one of you, and I appreciate it, and I'm glad to do it. I enjoy it. But then I'm going to tell you like it is. We've got to have more money from the groups. We've got to have it in the metros probably, and in the state, and the GSO. The whole thing is the seventh tradition. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, and those contributions come from the individual member in the basket that's passed around. So if I can get one message over to you today, tell this to your people. Tell them the dollar don't cut it. It's not worth but 25 cents. That's the thing, and this is not a message from the state office. Now, I made the mistake the first meeting that I held down here of making a statement like this, and someone went and said, well, they didn't give a damn what the state office said. And that's true. I'm glad they feel that way. But this is me speaking as Paul Keel, a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, telling you as members of Alcoholics Anonymous that a dollar in the basket is not enough. It does not make us self-supporting. And this is not, I'm not speaking as the state treasurer. I'm speaking as an individual member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And this is my personal belief. And I've talked to a lot of secretary and treasurers in over the state, and they all so far have agreed with this statement that it boils down to that fact. Now, with very few exceptions, is there ever enough money to do what we feel that we want to do? And I don't think this is right. I don't think you as secretary and treasurer should have to worry about whether the money is there or not. I think this is the individual member's responsibility. All our responsibility is, as secretary and treasurer, is pay the bills that they present to us, not worry about whether there's money there to pay it or not. That's the individual self-supporting member's responsibility to see that it's there. But unfortunately, this is not true in most groups. And if it is, if it's there always in your group, you're fortunate. Is there any comments about the self-supporting feature of the program? Anyone have anything to add?
Paul, my name's Bill Head. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Bill.
I'm with the Airport Able Group in Metro Atlanta, and I would suggest to a lady over there that she bring this up at a group conference meeting in her own group. And my group, as Secretary Treasurer, I get the same allowance for the assembly as the GSR. And I think Lisa over there with the E4 group. But there again, it's, each group is autonomous, and it has to be done on the group at the group level.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
It's not something that stems from GSO or the state assembly. but I don't think you have much trouble. However, I was over here a year last year, I mean, in January, and there were some groups that were so small, like in my group, we give a birthday cake for every birthday. And punch. But there are some groups that give a birthday cake on the first year, the fifth year, the tenth, and multiple for five. And let the other money go into the state assembly and the GSO. That's how we handle individually. But I was just thinking here, now, we'll have, say, 50 members, 50 people at a meeting, and our collections will average out about 33 or 36.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we might be lax, and when we say, well, here, we're going to pass the basket, we're self-supporting for all the time. I think we maybe take it too lightly.
Exactly.
Asking people to please give if they can. Now, we have people who come in, they fill out the detox and so forth, and they've lost their lives, don't have the money. Well, we can understand that. But the thought was going through my mind that this habit of a dollar, probably most of us are dissatisfied with, just like it's enough.
That's exactly right, and as I told in zoning and speaking to them, I said, this dollar in the basket is a habit. It's not a tradition. It's not something that we have to live with because it's a tradition of Alcoholics Anonymous. This is habit. I came in the same zone F, and Hapeville and Tri-Cities, spent my early years, to which I'm glad of, playing that group on the south side. And it was a habit then, and I'm sure it's still there today. And that's the thing, if we can break this habit. And the only way we can break this habit is individuals. In my home group today, I give $2. If there's something special coming up, I might give $5. I didn't hesitate to spend this money for $5 for a filth of whiskey. So the little money that I spent pay and the being self-supporting in Alcoholics Anonymous is just a drop in the bucket compared to what it took me to drink. Yeah.
I'm Emma Curry and I'm downtown Griffin Macon. I thought, I was also have been here the past two or three of them, but you brought out a very important thing I saw lifetime, Paul, was that to give more to your home group. Here in Macon,
attend
so many other group meetings, but support your own group more than you do.
I feel that. That's what I mean. I come to your group and I have a cup of your coffee and enjoy your fellowship and so forth. I'm still going to put a dollar in the basket. Yeah. This is what I feel like I can afford. But then my home group is something different. That's where we live. That's where we are responsible, I think, more so, in supporting our home group, because after all, the people that come in and enjoy our hospitality and so forth are fine. That's a dollar in the basket. I'm not saying that you should go out and put more money in every basket that's passed, but support your home group and get your members to support that group where you, as Secretary and Treasurer, can live comfortably with the figures. And this is exactly right. I'm glad you brought that point up. I used to stress that. But, I don't know the answer. I'm not all that wise about it, except as an individual, all I can do is control my own efforts. And I think, but that is a start, because I've noticed in my group that I've talked this, and there's several that have followed suit. Not many, not all of them by any means, but some. So it's got to start somewhere. And if we talk it and live it, then I think it's just a question of
what do you
carrying
think
out.
About that, Paul? I was just thinking, you mentioned that. I was like, I go with a group. I fall into that habit. What's my whole group, another group, I just put a dollar
right.
I haven't thought about it. But I think what I'll do is once a month bring up this message that we're talking about here, that we need the money to carry the message statewide, and simply ask people if they can afford more to put it in, that we have a need for it and a purpose for it. I mean, I've shied away, and I think most of the AA groups that I attend, it's kind of like being in church. You're just kind of afraid to bring up the bigger money, but it's essential.
Exactly. Exactly, and this is kind of John F. brought out. It was brought into GSO. They have the same problems. They have the same problems all over. And it's been, now my group that I remember today of the LaGrange group, which is an old group we've for that city, the oldest group there. And when I went there, I went from Tri-Cities down to LaGrange, moved down the lake. And they wouldn't even pass the basket. They were afraid that some member, some man would come in that didn't have money and he would be offended because he was asked to donate if they passed the basket and wouldn't come back. And I think that's a little extreme because I had been introduced to AA when the basket was passed and you told me in my first four meetings not to contribute. In fact, being the type drunk I was, I didn't have a dollar, but my wife did, so I wanted to give one the first night. See, this type thing, and you said, no, we don't want your money until you've been here for a time. I think that's fine. I think that's the way it should be. But after that, I think after the first four meetings, let's don't worry about people's feelings to that extent. After all, we didn't worry about who we borrowed $5 from to get a pint of whiskey. I think we as members, yes.
I'm John Beaton. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, John.
I'm from Swainsburg. I found that most people in our group are very liberal in their contribution, but they do have this habit of a dollar.
Right.
But if it's brought to their attention, they're most liberal, and it's we're fortunate in that we don't run short of too much, but when we do, on the eating, we have an eating meeting the last Friday night of every month, and if it's brought to the attention of the group that night that we are running short that month, you'd be surprised that the contributions will double.
Right, I see. You made a point that I wanted to make.
It has brought to their attention that you're short of funds and you need additional donations. In other words, an increase, but make it plain that if you can't afford any more, don't worry about it. If you can't afford anything, don't worry about
right.
it. But if you can, and you'd be surprised that $5 bills will appear that night.
I think you made a very good point there. That is the thing to ask for it. When I took over as state treasurer 3 years ago, we had a few hundred dollars in the bank, and we had a budget of $25,000 a year. And I said, I'm not going to worry about it because all I've got to do is ask and I'll get it. And this has been true. This has been true. We're sitting there with a surplus of $12,000. And this is not enough. But the thing that you point that you're making and the point I'm making is that we ask, but we shouldn't have to ask. I feel like that if we could get this dollar habit broke, then we wouldn't have to ask. My group's the same way. Anything we need, we ask for extra money and we get it. But, yeah.
Thanks, Walt.
My name is
Leanne. I'm
an alcoholic.
Yeah, Leanne. I'm from the East Quad group. And Paul, I think it's nice to do these things, but another thing we have to remember is we try to do it better than somebody else's.
Exactly.
And I think my mind, my thinking is this, that each group should have their group conscience and then decide even then, within the members, whether or not we can afford it or we can, or what else we should do. We shouldn't wait until we talk, until we have a meeting to discuss about somebody trying to be, put more money into the till. Because I know in my group, we have a lot of visitors, and they don't put nothing in because they're not from my group. They're waiting until they get to their group, but then, like you said, they drink coffee, eat whatever's there, but they won't put a dollar in the basket. And those people, I welcome them every time they come to the door. If they can afford it, yeah, but if they don't want to keep giving to their group, it's all right. But what I do with my group is, I bring this up, and the group conscious, I tell them, you know, things are getting bad, and if we can afford it, if each member can, then do it. If they can't, then just put a dollar in.
Right. Exactly. I don't think we need to stress money. We need to stress sobriety. That's what we all for. But I still say that we can talk about money. It's not a dirty word. It's not like we were talking about sex or something of that order. It's something that we all have to survive. Don't you agree? So the thing about it, as long as we can. So, I didn't say that. I said that. Now you're putting words in my mouth.
Paul, let me say this. I've been asked
to announce. All right.
There'll be a rap session of the CPC tonight at 10 o'clock in room 701.
All right.
A rap session for the CPC.
What is the CPC?
Cooperation with the professional community.
Well, that has to do with the display sign, apparently, out in the lobby. I'm not familiar with it either.
Out there. You can get additional information.
Yeah, they out in the lobby there. This is something that was brought in and did not come through the office, so I'm not familiar with it, but I'm sure it's worthwhile.
I'd like to ask a question relating to Secretary Treasurer's job. The U.S. rule or the state office has a simple ledger book for the treasurer.
No.
Or format that they suggest.
No, I think that it's something that we need. I've mentioned this at the Zone F, and I've mentioned it here in the past. I think that this is something that you people as secretary and treasurers will have to come up with. If you feel a need for it, then we can develop it if we ask. This is something that your state office can do. We can come up with one if you feel it's necessary. But certainly we're not going to make one up and present it to you as Secretary and Treasurer and say this is where you should do it, because everybody has different ideas. But I personally feel that if we had a simple record showing where you, money you take in, you paid out, and also a place on there for your basics that you pay out, your rent every month, or however you pay it, and the fees, the percentages that you work out for your metro group, for your state office, a prepaid convention, have this all in the book, and pass it on to the next secretary and treasurer, because I think that we have a lack of communication in most cases from one administration to the next for the simple reason we are not organized and we don't want to be organized. But there has to be a little continuance, if you realize what I'm saying. And this would be a way to do it, to pass on what has happened, because I know in most cases the secretary, the treasurer's handed the checkbook and say, this is yours, and they have to figure out what to do the best way they can. And this has caused some problems, and they all work out. We don't have any problems we can't work out. But it would make it easier, I agree.
I hate to take up time, but I'd like to, in our group, the way we do it, and this is just, this is the way we do it.
Yeah.
Of course, anybody can do it the way they want to, but I think it's important to put a financial statement on the bulletin board every month, after the first of the month. what we had dollars a month before, what we took in that month, and then an itemized list of all the expenditures. Usually it would be 8 or 9 items, light bill, water bill, what have you. But and when I put that on the board, I noticed the members go to the board and look at it. I announced at the meeting that the new financial statements on the board. And everyone seems to be interested in what's coming in and what's going out. And I think it's good to have this on the board. And then when you are short, they can see it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very good. I think that this is a suggestion that some of you may use. Lee?
I'm still Lee. Well, like you said a while ago about changing hands. That's what happened to me when I got the job. I was handed just a bank book, and that was it.
Yeah.
And there were bills that wasn't paid. The secretary of the was paying a bill, like every 6 months or 4 months. So when I got the books, I couldn't understand head from tail. And finally, I got to the bottom of it, and I tried to pay up on everything that was there. Now, what I do in my group, because we have a group conscience every first Tuesday of the month. All the members know this. And at that meeting, I give my statement, run on the line, the dues I collect from every meeting night is on the sheet. My expenditures on one side, money's paid out in checks is on the bottom. And I'll put the total, what came in, what went out, and what's in the bag. And I'll read them for the group, and I'll pass the list down the sheet around to each member. And every month, this is what I do. Now, at the end of the month, I'll get that sheet out of my bag, and I'll put it in my file. So the guy behind me, I've no problem at all. So, I just did this. I try to do it, like you say, simple. Keep it simple. And this is the simplest way. So, the money I take in from night to night is on one side, paid out on the other side, I balance it, and what's in the bank is read out loud how much is in the bank after I've paid all the bills. And this I do every second Tuesday of the month.
Do you use a form for this, Lee, or you make your own form?
If you know, we decided how we will spend and I'll pay the money, but whatever we take in, first we pay our bills. Then what's left out of the bill, we pay GSO and what's not, and we keep a balance of that, like a week balance in case, if there's some time we need it.
No, I mean the actual procedure that you use. Do you use a printed form, or is this?
Every month, the same procedure every month.
Same type.
One you made up or one you bought?
The group made it up.
Yeah, that's what I was, what we are asking here, I think, and this is something that I have discussed before. Would it be worthwhile, do you think, for those forms to be made available through your state office? Your secretary and treasurer can answer this. I don't know. If we made up by consulting various people, you people here, for instance, and find out what you need, and would a form be worth anything to you? A simple bookkeeping sheet.
I do just as Lee does, but I made up my own. And my group has 5 different meetings a month. Mm-hmm. I show what comes in from each meeting. Then I have an expense column. Bottom, I balance it out. It's just something I made up and show all the expenditures just like he did. I've just got a notebook that I do that in, and we meet the first Monday night in every month, and that financial statement is paid.
Yes,
sir. I think
it would be a good idea. Yes, sir. Mr. Keel, I'm Bob Bragg, alcoholic.
Yes, sir.
Probably the best thing to do would be to put out a general guideline.
Yeah.
That is, you don't have to have a specific form or anything, but just a general guideline to incoming new treasurer secretary, and specify you don't have to do it any specific way.
Yeah.
But the expenses and the intake, I mean, do just for general purposes, should be noted, and just general bookkeeping procedures.
Yeah.
I found out when I first came in, I didn't know anything about the formulas for giving to GSO and your state assembly and stuff like that. And then I got the pamphlets and it did the 60-30-10 formulas. And it just, I had to get familiar with it myself.
Yeah.
And if you put out just a booklet for secretaries, treasurers, it would be more helpful.
Yeah. Just a matter of information. Well, you see, that we are not in the printing business as such in the state office. We print the message. But so I was thinking that a form would be something that we could make up for you, but I'm not sure we could go into the pamphlet business because that's GSO's territory. And I don't know. This is something worth investigating.
The information was there. I just had to ask to go where to find it.
Well, that you have the group, the little pamphlet that most of you are familiar with. It has that information, I think, in it. Yeah. So that's the thing. And those well, the one pamphlet we keep in this office for that reason. Yes, thank you.
My name is Hugh. I'm out of Hart.
Yeah.
I'm from the Albany Central Group. We have 10 meetings a week in our place and before we have to have our own building. And I advise the members of keeping books so that we have a steering committee meeting once a month, which I have financial figures ready for them. We have a group conscious meeting every quarter. And I render a report that they can look at. We find it advisable not to put it on the board because there are too many people coming in and out of the building that are not AA people.
Yeah.
And it gets noised around that Central has got all the money and things like this, which is the truth.
Yeah.
But anybody sees it, well, they would think, well, we're meeting our expenses barely. I've arrived at a figure of $15 per meeting. So with 10 meetings that we're holding now, it takes $150 a week to run the place, which is pretty hard to come by. And in informing the people at the group conscious, I've devised, I don't know how accurate it is, but at least it's impressive, how we came out money-wise and expense-wise per meeting. In other words, how much per meeting did we go over? How much per meeting did we go under?
In the basic expense, you
right.
Uh-huh.
And, well, the first 2 months of the year, we went over by less than a dollar per meeting. For 2 months, and then we went, I remember the figure on this one was 88 cents per meeting under, which almost ate up everything we'd gotten ahead of time. And it seems to be impressive. Now, I get up and read the report and ask if there are any questions, and I furnish the steering committee a copy of it. But we do not put it on the bulletin board. It is available if anybody wants to look at it. The dollar bit, I know we're the ones who are able to put in more than a dollar to help those who are not able to put in a dollar. But I would we don't keep any records of how many attend. But I usually estimate several times a week how many are in attendance. And if we could get 50 cents ahead, we'd be a whole hell of a lot better off than we are right now.
Not necessarily a dollar.
Yeah, say not a dollar.
Right.
So,
I agree.
The bookkeeping, I think I pretty simplified it. Like, I try to, for my own records, I say how much we get in every month and also add that up every 6 weeks. And then I transfer that to a ledger where I keep my checks and my expenditures and things like that. And then I ballots or two, when it, for, like say, once a month for the steering committee and once a quarter for the group conference meetings. And we vote.
I think really it boils down to what the Secretary and Treasurer really wants to put into it as far as record keeping is concerned. That's because most of the members don't really seem to care. And that's been my experience.
They don't really understand it. I tell you the truth.
But I guarantee if you're doing it, then you're going to get some criticism for it. You're not doing it right, so let's accept that. That's part of the rush.
Well, I read this financial statement every quarter of the group conference meeting. I asked them their questions. I haven't had a question yet.
No.
I sometimes wonder if you just got made up a bunch of figures and got up there and read them to them and tell them that they were all in debt, $10 a piece, if they missed.
We had to set our thermostat back to keep our utility bills were getting plumb out of hand. We put a note under the thermostat, please keep this thing down to 70 degrees. And I noticed that when I read the how much our heating was cost last winter, why everybody looked at each other, you know, I mean, but they were already aware of the fact that the heating bills were out of hand.
Yeah.
And we did get some extra contributions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing that, as I said, as long as we go in and we enjoy the fellowship, yeah.
I'm an alcoholic. I come from Columbus area. In relation to finances, as I just mentioned earlier, most of the people in the group, unless they've had the opportunity to be a secretary or a treasurer, and find out what's going on within that aspect of it, they don't know the first thing about what's going on. I found, not so much in the group I'm in now, but in other groups that I've been in, if the treasurer would sell, let's say they can make an announcement as to exactly where the money goes, the 60-30-10, and explain to them, GSO has their expenses, though our mother, they're the same. And, I got your financial report here. When I get back, I intend on letting the group know what's going on as far as the state's concerned. I get the one from GSO down. When I get that, I bring it up to the group. You know, to me, I'm saying, when I look at those financial reports and I see the blue versus red, I know myself that if it wasn't 488, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
And I'd get up off more money. And, you know, putting it black and white, if you break it down to where the money goes, after all the expenses, I'm talking about the overhead tax, I got, you know, the other groups I've been in, I got better results out of it because people are aware that they're helping pay for what got them there.
I don't know. How it can be done, but like you mentioned about the getting help with a heating bill, anytime we need money, we get it. I think that's true, generally in most groups, and small groups have problems that the big groups don't have, that the simple number takes care of the expenses. So this is all something that's relative, yes.
What amazes me is these folks out called old timers. They don't put us on anything anyway. You start hearing when somebody else is doing it, you'll see it.
Yeah.
And then call them over when something doesn't go just perfect.
I get something before you got out. I should have had them for you. I mean, as far as the state is concerned, yeah. Let's see. I don't think there's any.
Let's see how many I've got.
What's this back here?
there?
Yeah.
It may belong to some group that's going off the left.
It has a D on it, so I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
So big stuff there when he wasn't here.
Yeah, it'd be wrong if he only got one of them and put that. So, I'll have to get this to Zone D. Let's see how many I've got. 14, 11. Go ahead. Just run me right to death. You got the answer for you. As far as that, we didn't bring an extra one down. It's just oversight on my part. And we have them just for the, but we will bring you some from the office and we'll have them for you in the morning. Is anyone that's not going to be here in the morning? All right, then you people, I'll give you some out of this. And then the ones that will be here in the morning, we'll have them for you. But we won't really talk about it.
What did you give?
Yes, they were given to this committee.
We don't need
to talk. We've asked GSR. But, no, that's the thing. In so many cases they don't. I'm sorry that I don't have each other's name. Yeah.
Thank you.
The others that were not going to be here in the morning, come on up and we'll get some of these.
Okay, that's six. I'll replace these on the calendar. I'll take them out.
Paul?
Hi, Bob. I'm Bob again. As you know, I've been sitting here all afternoon.
Yeah.
I know what happened during the first 3 hours. But maybe it would be of interest to the other Secretary of the Treasury exactly what transpired here as far as the state financial situation. They can carry it back to their groups and let them know what's going on as far as the state treasury is concerned.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I believe you're referring to for the voting of the money, but...
No, I'm talking bottom line, like, for the first 6 months.
Oh, that, for the first 4 months. Actually, this financial statement is for January 1 until April 30, 1983. And I have no problem with the bottom. The bottom line is that taking the money that we have earned from the surplus, the interest money, which was about $318, into consideration. We spent $692.72 more than we contributed, and plus the $300 we spent that also. So if you take that, we're $1,000 worse off than we were January 1st. That's what it amounts to. As far as the state office is concerned, the contributions, $8,577.90 is less than $100 difference from what it was this time last year. But this time last year, we were running considerably worse than the $600.90. So this is something that we have taken from savings at this point, $1,539.35 from our savings, in addition to the $318.90. So you see that this is something that we keep pulling out for the bag. And the surplus does remain constant. But the bottom line is that we're $1,000, approximately $1,000. That we've spent more than has been contributed. And this, for your information, is the office expense, the expense of the assembly, these meetings, we're $1,200 lower this year than we were last year.
But we're doing everything we can to keep these expenses down. But this is something. This came about through postage savings, but since the district committeemen were shipping them by UPS a message. And rather than send it out far as the post, if we get in the past these through. And this is saving us every 2 months. We probably should have 2 months. So they ended up $300 saving these times they imposed. And it's worked wonderfully well. We've got one district which I've got here that's not just meeting. They're never there. And they've got some blanks out of this district that they're not getting the message. But that's one out of 28, gentlemen.
Like that,
two. Two. Well, you know who to talk to there and don't ask. Because they're getting there. They're getting there. Yeah,
my name is Dan, and I'm calling. I just wanted to send everybody in this room as we read in the latest figures about the membership of AA now, or the latest figures we have available.
I haven't seen anything in out of GSO in some time about the estimated figures. Not this year.
The latest figures that I've seen in 1971, I think it was over a million then. I'm just wondering what might be.
Well, I think the last figures I saw it had run over a million and a half.
It was almost two last one.
Is that right? So these estimated figures, but we are growing, there's no doubt. And this is the thing that we are growing, so that we're having growing pains. But it's also keeping us alive financially because of the growth. We do have four members in the group. And also, as they say, he says if he could get 50 cents per member per person, then he wouldn't have a problem money-wise. But just think that in my group, when I went there, we had about five or six regulars. Today we have 30. So this is what has made us survive with the inflation that we've had. Otherwise, we wouldn't have survived at all. But I was reading through the old minutes of the meetings, one of the state office meetings, one of the first ones here, after it was organized. The talk that the delegate made was the same story that you'll hear from me this time. Back then, the expenses are not, the contributions are not equal to the expenses. But we get by. It's really nothing that we need to get excited about, but it's something we need to think about. Marie, let's go into, you say that you haven't been getting the message, is that what?
I might have gotten one message.
Two.
I know I didn't. Aren't they sending in the hotel reservations and things like that?
Right.
Yeah.
The last one included. Not with the first, but the last one.
And I was looking at that when it
didn't
come in. I
was
trying to
make
that phone
on
about Wednesday before I
put
the reservations on.
Yeah. We didn't get out
with people. Well, in case, I'm glad.
Oh,
okay. Those go to your district committeeman, and they should be passed from him at the district meeting to the GSR. So jump to GSR and have him get to the district committeeman. They are going out, and it's saving us a lot of money. This is the way we need to do it, but it needs to work. If it doesn't work, then we won't know it, of course. So follow up on that.
I'd like to say something else, too, going back to what you first started with. That kind of thing is really difficult to what they do. They really do. And yet, a lot of times, they're not made to feel like they're appreciated. Now, that doesn't go for me in 9 weeks.
Yeah.
When I was in a zone, well, I met them that morning, somebody down here, and then they immediately call it a GSR. Mm-hmm. It's GSR this and GSR that. And they never put emphasis on what I'm saying here, what Francis works out here, and that we need these people down here.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
Well, I think that that's something that maybe rather than sitting here telling you, I should have been telling the district committee, and I should tell the GSR tomorrow when I make the report to them. Mm-hmm. I think I'll do that. I certainly will say I have in the past, and I will do it. I'll repeat it.
If I'd have been in the mood to pick up a resentment like Sunday morning, I would
really. Yeah,
well, here again, Marie, to me, the group conscience is what runs your group, is not the GSR. And like in my group, we have the bylaw, and the bylaw says that the secretary in charge and treasurer and GSR are the only ones that can come down here. And this is in the
not the only people that come down.
No, I'm just talking that we pay expenses for them.
Oh,
the group furnishes, the group is who sent me down, sent by the GSR and me. And this is in the bylaws that after somebody comes in after I am here, he is entitled to come down here. Secretary Federer, he's entitled to come down here. The group passed that law. And they pay our wage down here. And whatever, that's what I'm saying.
Paul, I'd like to say something about, I'm first in my group. Last year we voted to give the GSR and the alternate some little expense money to come here. I'm the first one from my group to spend here with any expense money from the group.
I know, this has been something that in the last 3 years, because when I first started talking to the Secretary of Treasury, they were very few, if any, getting any help. And since then, I've talked to the GSR, the district committeeman, and it's just something that, you know how we are in Alcoholics Anonymous. We've been doing it this way for 15 years, so why change? Oh, that's a good idea. We'll do something about it some of these days.
I get as much as the GSR does, more than the alternate.
Oversight in most of the groups, and the people that are involved in it make
it so
like that they can't
ask because
they're the ones
that exactly.
Really benefiting by it.
That's exactly
and
what
they won't bring it up, and nobody else does bring it up.
That's the thing, and I stress that tomorrow. I think, in the Secretary of Treasury, it would be good if the GSRs would bring it up.
Yeah. I don't know how many people are aware of the fact that they have the Secretary of Treasury's workshop. I found it out by, you know, it was well for a long time before I ever knew it, I know that.
In the message, the last message, we printed the program, and those programs do show that the Secretary of Treasury worked out. But, of course, if you don't get the message, if you don't, then that doesn't help much.
back to this man here. This group is paying the alternate. That is an added expense because you still don't have but one vote if the GSR and the alternate come. And like your group pays both of them?
That was done when, we've had some unfortunate experiences about our GSR, let me put it that way. And we had to fall back on the alternate, okay? Well, the alternate had never been to Macon to the assembly. And the next one out, we wanted the GSR and the alternate to come up here. So we voted some expense money for both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were paying an alternate and a
Not every time, no. This is the first opportunity that the GSR and the audit we've got now is the first time that either one of them has ever had an opportunity to come up here.
Yeah.
So we want them both to come this time. And we won't do it next time.
Well, we'll find out the time, Mr. Houston. Does anyone else have anything, Mr. Pat? Do all of you know Pat since you knew some of may not? Pat is our office manager here. I did. I gave him the ones, I gave six out of the other ones that wouldn't be not back in the morning out of the beach.
Oh,
thanks.
But he
didn't
get picked up on
it? Yeah, well, apparently. You know, there's two bundles. They were fast bags, and he got one of that. And there's 11, is there. And four came in, he was late. I don't know about the reason.
If I take one of those, I don't have a place to stay yet tonight. I hope I'll be back.
I have to go home. Well, thank you very much for coming down and being with us, and we will see you next assembly meeting in September. Thank you very much.